As we begin this sitting, I'd like to tell you a brief story, a true story. There was once in Thailand a very large clay Buddha in a temple, but for some reason they wanted to move this large clay Buddha. It turned out to be quite heavy. I don't know how big it was. I saw it. Eventually, I guess it was maybe 12 feet tall. Pretty big. In the process of moving it, it was maybe heavier than they thought. They dropped it. And to their surprise, the clay cracked off. And there was gold inside. So they chipped away all the clay. And it was a golden Buddha by the clay. And what had happened was some hundreds of years earlier, the Burmese had invaded Thailand. And in order to hide this gold Buddha from them, they'd covered it with clay. And then people had forgotten there was a clay Buddha. In the 20th century, they had this accident with the chipping off of the clay, and they discovered it was a golden Buddha. And now it sits in Bangkok, a temple in Bangkok, and when I was 11 years old, I got to see the golden Buddha. So it's a wonderful metaphor for our lives. We're here to chip away the clay that covers our goldenness, our beauty, our radiance. And maybe it's true that you were afraid once upon a time, and so you covered yourself, something to protect you. And maybe sitting here, sitting quietly, letting go of thoughts, letting go of holdings, letting go of resistance, letting go of shoulds and shouldn'ts, letting go of beliefs that you're anything less than beautiful. Maybe you'll find that there's something golden in you, just waiting underneath the clay. So may you, may us, may we all sit here, giving our radiance a chance to shine again in the simplicity of sitting here and breathing. Oh, I don't know if in that sitting you're able to crack off all the clay that hides your goldenness, your beauty, your preciousness. It could even well be that you don't believe that you are golden and precious, beautiful, and ready to shine. That could be. But maybe as you go to sleep tonight, maybe you don't have to believe that. But maybe you can, at least for this night, provisionally let go of all the beliefs that you're otherwise. Maybe also, if you don't believe that you're golden, at least let go of the beliefs that you aren't golden. You don't have to be golden. Let go of the beliefs that diminish yourself in any kind of way. And maybe that'll be enough to sleep contentedly, happily, at ease, at peace with yourself. I hope you sleep well. Thank you.